It's aggravating.
Yeah, you know how it goes. We just gotta run with it.
We gotta run. I think, yeah.
Yeah. I hate that day to day.
Yeah.
Settings.
Yeah.
Have a good one day. What the hell is the next day?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you sound a little low on that one, man. So.
I do sound a little low, don't I?
Yeah, you do. Almost like your mic's not on.
No, okay, now I sound like I've got a little bit of...
Yeah, sound. Yeah. Okay. Wow, what a start to the morning.
Well, I might as well let them see our beautiful faces.
Well, yeah, might as well.
Wow.
Oh, that's what it is, right there, boom.
Well, yeah, well, just because we just restarted, but hey, it is what it is.
Right.
I wonder if it must be on the same feed, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
But we'll try it again.
Right.
So, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, this second day of June already.
Yes. And we apologize for the inconvenience of the...
Yeah, I mean...
Technology...
I know these things up, but you know, you got one thing running, a mixer,
right.
Audio, whatever running in
right.
for video, and then you have a mixer just yeah. running in for
But it
the
seems
podcast.
Like it's always the audio programs that mess up, I noticed.
Well, but here's the weird part. The audio, when it's recording to the audio platform,
yeah,
sounds great.
Oh, yeah, it does.
But when it's coming into this...
When it goes live, it just sounds like horrible.
Yeah, a little weird, you know.
It is.
But... So anyways,
all we can do is try and try again.
I heard that you were Superman last night.
Pretty much. A woman screaming at work. I thought for sure she got hurt.
Well, and you ran in.
She was an older woman.
You ran in.
I ran up the flight of steps, literally.
So,
because I couldn't get through the elevator because she had the elevator blocked.
Really?
And she's like, oh, it's stuck in the elevator. I'm like, she got stuck in the elevator. Okay, so I'm going to go and check on her. The first I thought when she was screaming, I thought she was screaming in pain. That's what it sounded like. You know,
screaming in pain.
Like, ah, you know. That's the scream she belted out.
Well, that's kind of weird.
It is. But she said, I didn't know any other way to get your attention or anybody else's.
Wow.
Well, that's one way of getting my attention.
No, that's a fact.
Worst part was I was getting ready to check on another guy. I opened the door and I heard that. Yeah, I got a little crackling in my mic.
Tip yours up where you're not like rubbing your beard on it once.
Ooh. But none of my beard wasn't touching it.
See, nope.
That's the thing.
Good morning, Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. But no, I mean.
Technical issues. But yeah. She's screaming.
But she's screaming, hollering, carrying on. I thought, oh, man, I hope she's okay because she's an older woman. And her husband both clean the top. They're part-time workers. They're good workers. But she had a lot of trash last night because of the holidays.
Right.
And I helped her take it on out, the cardboard and everything, once we got everything together.
So what happened in the elevator? I mean, the elevator actually stuck and said, oh.
She got the big old trash container, those big old plastic trash containers you see at job site.
Right.
She got it stuck in the elevator. You're Ooh. Supposed to push them in a little bit, turn them sideways so they'll fit in an elevator. And I got it out right away. Didn't have no problem getting it out for her. And we went ahead, and I told her, I said, I'm going to help you. I said, I'm going to go down and get another container, because that one trash can was overfilled with boxes. So I was like, I'll just go get another one, and I'll help you.
So but you saved the day.
I saved the day on that, I guess.
What, were you freaking out when she was
yelling? Yeah, when she was screaming, I thought, oh, my gosh, man. Because I was pretty much in charge over there last night, because I'm just the leader over there in that building now. And then the lead person.
The supervisor.
Yeah.
This guy.
This guy.
That's you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you do that now.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Yeah.
So
I had to run up those flights of steps because I thought for sure she fell. That's all I'm going to say. But she didn't. I told her, I said, I thought you fell and got hurt. I got your leg caught in the elevator.
Oh, my goodness. It's all the weird stuff. I mean, that stuff just happens. You
it
know
does.
I mean?
Yeah. Doug Stack says, I think he got it. Laugh out loud.
Man, I hope so,
man. We try to bring you guys greatness every day.
I want.
But it's just
hard. A set it and forget it thing. You know what I mean?
It is.
And we try, but that just doesn't work out.
No.
You know?
No.
So,
but we try, we strive, and we're going to give you guys your full hour too. We are, I already told Hans. I said we got to do this, and that's just how we roll.
So you know, we were talking with the Branson Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Oh, we love that idea. We would love to have a studio audience while you're doing your show.
Right.
That'd be the first one ever.
Yeah. First time ever in history. We talked business the other day about this.
Right. I don't think we let them know. So, folks,
yes,
there may be a time coming soon where once a week, you know, we do a show out of Branson, Missouri, bringing people in, you know, in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah.
Where they get to see this greatness unfold.
Yeah.
Hopefully laugh a little bit. You know, Q&A, you know how it goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Could you imagine the first ever podcast for a live studio audience?
Oh, that'd be cool.
I just like the whole concept.
But here's the thing. They've got that one from NPR, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Right, right.
But it's not actually a real live studio audience. It's all fake. I mean, they put in the applause. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
So this will be real.
Yeah, this will be real.
That's awesome, Doug.
Yeah.
So it's June 2nd. It's National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
Oh, nice.
Who doesn't like rotisserie chicken?
Me, I love it.
Juicy.
Mm. Oh, man. Mm.
For you, because you don't cook very much, it's got to be like up there in the top, you know, pinnacle of gas station food.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember when Boston Market used to be in Cincinnati.
Boston Market. Are they even alive anymore?
I think there's one store in Cincinnati. That really? Still, and I found it, like, I've been looking and looking and looking around the tri-state at that time. I was like, man, I missed that Boston Market. It used to be like 20 minutes away.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I found one on the north side of the town. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I could drive an hour.
Well, now Walmart, they're also putting their rotisserie chicken right in the very front. Right.
Now, I've had theirs. I'm really not big on Walmart's rotisserie chicken.
Are you big on anything in Walmart?
No.
Okay, so speaking of that, Walmart, you know, rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
I was reading this article last night that there was a bike shortage.
A what?
A bike shortage.
A bike shortage.
Literally, there's a bike shortage.
And I was thinking, well, I wonder why.
I was like, poor Dan. He's got like 10,000 bikes from Walmart, and they keep falling apart. So what they were doing was they were bringing lemons in.
Yeah.
And that's why that lady told us that one day, like, hey, be careful. You better make sure that they're put together.
So you're saying,
hello, Johnny.
So they were making lemons, trying to make lemonade.
Right, because of the bike shortage, because of, you know.
That's ridiculous. Because I literally took like 8 bikes back. I'll never do that again. Never.
No, just go buy them somewhere else. Build your own something. You know what I mean?
That's what I told him. I said I'd go to Springfield next time, buy a bike.
You remember when a Huffy used to last like 6-7 years?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Literally.
Or a BMX.
2 months.
Yeah.
You can't get them to
Mongoose.
Last
Mongoose. Man, I love Mongoose.
Mongoose.
Back when I was a kid.
Yeah. Diamond.
Yeah.
Remember Diamond? I mean, that was, you were somebody if you had a Diamond bike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Doug says, Jeremy, when I do my grand opening, y'all have to do your show down here. All expenses out of y'all's pocket. it's National Rocky Road Day today.
Mm.
Do you like Rocky Road?
Yeah.
Is it your favorite?
Not my favorite.
What's your favorite?
Favorite? I like chocolate and the Oreos, whatever that's called.
Chocolate and Oreos.
I guess it's cookies and cream.
Well, that's like over. Hello, Boston, Matt. That's over.
I'm a big cookies and cream guy. I like Oreos. So.
Well, cookies and cream, isn't that usually with vanilla?
I think.
Wait, I just saw a cookies and cream donut the other day.
Yeah.
And then our friend Rick, he made the cookies and cream popcorn, and it was, you know, and that kettle corn.
I bet it was good.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, that's the best kettle corn I've ever had, cookies and cream.
No, but have you ever had, and I don't see it down here, but we've, back in Ohio, we had chocolate cookies and cream, with chocolate ice cream with the cookies. You talk about rich. It was good, but it was rich.
Mm.
Mm, it is good.
Also, National Bubba Day.
National Bubba Day.
National First Ladies Day.
Wow. Hey, Bubba the Love Sponge. Remember?
National Leave the Office Early Day.
Yeah.
And National Running Day.
Yeah.
You ever do any running?
I did, but I need to get back with it. I used to do a lot of stay in shape. So.
Well, you definitely have one of the most awkward running styles I've ever seen. Like, you know, Bigfoot running on a track. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that.
Like, you know, an Irish warrior with, you know, yeah. 400 yeah, pounds
way.
Of armor
I'm
on.
I'm going to clothesline you.
Oh. Yeah. you know, and I mean, it's great. But
at 48, feeling like, well, 58.
57, you mean.
57 going on 48?
Yeah, okay. I dropped it a year. I used to say 58. Now I'm going 57.
I feel more youthful.
Well, it, you know, this morning when you come in and we're an hour later.
Yeah. I gained a year.
Well, when we were doing nine, like all last week, you were like.
I know. I was off in the distance. I apologize. Yeah, but now I'm here. I'm alive. It's alive.
And then now happened.
Yeah. What happens when you're in Frankenstein's laboratory for an extra hour?
Skullcram said running marathons and flip-flops, and that's about how you do it.
Except I don't wear flip-flops. You know that.
No, yeah, well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know why. Why do you wear flip-flops?
I just don't. It doesn't do nothing for me.
You need to get those battle flops.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I believe Matt Locke had them on his show where, you know, battle gear or battle – they were pretty awesome, you know.
Okay.
Maybe you need to get some of them.
Because you can't really run or jog in.
You know what I was thinking? For one of our extras on the Patreon we're setting up, it's actually pretty much set up now. You do your flag walk, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking about pink shoes.
Oh,
but,
God.
You know, I'm talking about the $1 Walmart special, foam pad in the bottom, plastic thing that goes between your toes.
I'll tell you what, the only way I'll do that, and I will do it, is if we put the pink cancer logo like the.
Well, hey, if it's breast cancer awareness yeah. type thing, I'll rock them things, man. I don't care. I have no shame about
doing anything for people with cancer.
Okay, don't ask me to wear a pink bra.
But I can't remember. I think I'm trying to remember the caller from multiple myeloma. I saw it at the hospital. They got a chart of what all the ribbons mean.
Is it purple?
No, it's not purple.
It's not.
It's like a lavender. I think it's lavender.
What color is lavender?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
They said lavender.
Okay. Can you give me a description of, okay, explain white.
Explain white?
Yeah, give me a definition of the color white.
Me? You?
Okay, give me a description of the color brown.
Brown?
You can't point to other things. You got to actually get descriptive and talk about it.
Okay. That table you're sitting at and the table I'm sitting at.
No, you can't point to things.
I'm not pointing. I'm just telling.
Well, people can't see. What I'm saying is you have to give a definition.
Ah, brown.
Yeah, give a definition of brown.
Just a darker color.
Based on what?
Based on color.
On...
What more can I say?
It's almost impossible to give a definition of a color.
I know, but we see it all the time.
Well, we see the colors all the time, but describing them, giving them a definition is very, very hard.
It is.
Okay, it's kind of like... Give me your definition of happiness.
Yeah.
Define happy without using happy.
Joy.
Joy?
Yeah.
Okay, what is joy?
Joy is happiness.
Okay. You see what I'm saying?
I know, right?
Joy
is laughter. Joy is happiness. Joy is everything.
Okay, so happiness is joy and joy is happiness. Why do we have two different words for it then?
I don't know. I didn't write the English dictionary.
Well, you know, I hate to do this to y'all.
Oh, no. Here we go, guys.
According to Bloomberg News, the world's largest meat supplier is just now resuming operations after another cyber attack.
Oh, boy.
Shut down its United States beef plants. Hello, Dan Jackson. What do you think of that?
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm pissed off about? You go in anywhere right now, unless it's local.
Yeah.
And you go try to buy a ribeye one time. A little measly ribeye is $25.
I ain't paying that.
You don't get a chuck roast. That was the Mikey.
Yeah.
They've kind of caught on. Now they do chuck steaks.
Yeah.
But back in the day, I was smart. I bought a chuck roast.
Yeah.
Which is part of the ribeye.
Yeah. You know,
And I would cut steaks out of that.